KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host for the next 30 minutes, and I'm so happy you've joined us today. You know, each week we talk about the people who are making our community, and in this case, our world, a better place, and creating enhanced learning opportunities for our Fresno State students. Today's show is a little bit like Rick Steves' Travel Forum, because we're going to be talking about international service learning, specifically service in Fiji, in Ghana, and in South Africa, all over the globe, and a little bit about connections with England as well. So to help us do that, we brought along someone from England, our chief, John Lawler. It is John's birthday today. He is the CEO of MadVenture, and he is truly joining us all the way from England. John, welcome back to the show. Happy birthday. Thanks for being here.
Party time. Thanks very much. Yeah, it's a good day.
We won't say that we're having champagne and birthday cake for your birthday, but we're glad you joined us.
Cheers, Chris. Thanks.
Joining John is Professor Annette Levi from the Department of Agricultural Business at Fresno State. Annette's led a number of study abroad trips, including one international service learning trip to Ghana last year, and she's planning another international service learning trip to South Africa this summer. Annette, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Chris. Thanks.
And finally, we have a student who's participated in last year's service learning trip to Fiji. This young man I kind of know pretty well. In fact, I've known him since the minute he was born. He is my son, Devin Fiorentino. Devin, glad you can join us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, John, you really did travel the farthest to be here today. So you get the mic first. Northern England is home for you, and you came to Fresno as part of a little trip through the States to promote and kind of help out with some of these international service trips. Your company, MadVenture, actually grew out of your own gap year experience. And I don't think we're typically familiar with that term, gap year. So maybe you can talk about what's a gap year, how did it lead to what MadVenture is today, those kinds of things.
Yes, gap years are quite common and popular in the UK. And there's a new term called gap month. So as people want to experience
longer.
Different things, they'll not do the one travel experience for a whole year. They'll maybe do a couple of weeks to a month and then maybe repeat that and still perhaps take a year off to work and get cash. Students do it to fund their degree programs. So I did that in 98. I took 8 months off and went to Ghana. So I took a year off between my second and third year of university, my environmental engineering. And it was the best thing I ever did. So that's where I found myself. That's where I kind of rebooted myself to get the inspiration to go back and finish that course, because I was just not quite sure if I wanted to be an engineer. So for me, it was 8 months of reflection. And that year, I focused on a service project. I taught in the school. The village at the end of it asked me to stay in touch, and they asked me to become their development chief. So yeah, I was renamed Togbi Mote the First. So that was on Halloween in 1998. So it's 20 years. Well, in a few days.
In a few days, yeah.
So, just around the corner, we're celebrating a 20-year MAD celebration of all the projects. And so, really, it grew from a student project. I decided other students were saying, what were you doing? Tell me more about that year off. And that was the start of MAD.
So you started recruiting others to go, first informally, and then form MadVenture, correct?
Yeah, so I took the first ever group was my housemate, well, landlady as well. She owned the house. And a couple of friends, and I put some posters around campus. This is the days pre-Facebook and things, so you had to just get out there and
not
promote.
To date yourself. It is your birthday. Yes.
Well, So it was a great group. To me, that was a pilot. Although there was no intention to do anything after that. That was just, okay, just graduated. Let's just take people back to the village to help out the village that asked me to become a development chief. But when that experience ended, everybody who was on that said, well, this is great. There's nothing like this. What about, why don't you turn this into an organization and do it for other groups? And to me, it was a no-brainer. It was, this is great. It's a good project. It was a good travel experience. It had everything. And MAD developed on the back of that. MAD stands for Make a Difference Now. Originally, it was Moti African Development, just to kind of help that one village.
Okay. And John, if I'm not mistaken, originally these kind of gap year experience, adventure, travel, but there was always a service component. But in the last several years, especially when working with Fresno State, a lot of your trips have become much more service and service learning focused, right?
Right, yeah. So MAD's initial ethos was to make a difference and to do community development projects and take students overseas to get that experience and to help fund projects, make connections, get out of the classroom, you know, learn from experience. And more recently, service is always the core of any trip. More and more projects and departments have come together still through service. So for instance, agriculture business, which we'll talk about shortly, is a combination of service. So that's helping cocoa farmers develop, grow their income generation. So it's study abroad combined with service, because it's very much relating to a course. And Annette will probably say a little bit more about that.
So over the years, you've had trips all over the world. What are some places that you've been to? And more importantly, what are some places that you've been involved with or will be involved with more recently?
There's certain countries which attract a lot of attention in terms of faculty and students who want to go there, want to take part and want to see that culture and learn from those experiences. So Ghana's a really good one. There's a tight relationship now between Fresno State and Ghana, particularly on the agriculture side. Fiji, there's the nursing faculty and public health and different degree programs relating to health, and health and education is one of the things we focus on any project.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that in a very short space of time. But I personally like also traveling to, so there's new countries on the horizon now. So we're looking at Nepal, we're looking at destinations and sites that are a little bit closer to this coastline. So there'll be other projects that we'll be rolling out in the next few years. But for this year, you know, the big ones are Ghana, Fiji, and South Africa. So yeah. South Africa is a new addition. And, you know, there's some great projects coming up there that, you know, we want Fresno State students to take part in.
Yeah, and just so people know, I mean, right, you've led trips in Peru, in Thailand, Tanzania, certainly Ghana, South Africa, Fiji, and many other places as well.
Yeah, so I mean, with Mad being 20 years old, or nearly 20 years old, we just wanted to add one country each year, and that's how it grew. So year one was Ghana, year two was Ghana and Kenya. Year three was Ghana, Uganda, and Kenya. And we grew like that. And that was more because the project leaders wanted to, for us, it was organic growth. Yeah. But it also meant that we could travel the world and, and you know,
nice perk
check
job,
out new
right?
communities and do it carefully and slowly and to make sure we did it right as well. So, the new one for Fresno State will be Cape Town for next year, whilst we're still running the Ghana and the Fiji sites that we did last year for Fresno State.
And it's not just colleges, but you work with corporate entities as well, correct?
Yeah, so corporate social responsibility is very much like service learning, but it's with a corporate hard hat on. We run the global leadership program for a department called Corporate Finance Audit for their international CSR part. So it's a two-week trip for Siemens based in Munich. But they've got a big US presence, particularly in energy and in engineering. So we take out their future leaders, their future CEOs, CFOs, and take them on a team building corporate responsibility project around the world. So we have two Siemens guys on the board in Fresno, two faculty, one of which you'll know very well because that's yourself, Chris. And yeah, we're doing a lot to really kind of grow that Fresno partnership with the Central Valley Community Foundation.
Yeah.
So you'll hear more about that next time I come to Fresno. I feel like I'm hogging the mic here, so I'd like to share a little bit of that time with our friends here.
Well, and real quickly, just that Fresno project, this all came about because a couple of students decided that they wanted to do an international service learning project, and they reached out to you, and they were the ones. It wasn't the university, or it wasn't me or another faculty member. It was a couple of students, and I thought that was really fantastic. And they planned, Emily Hinchke and Alyssa planned that whole trip along with you and recruited all the students and did all this stuff and recruited a couple faculty members to lead them. And I think that's really impressive. And look what it's grown to now. What, this will be the sixth year and probably the eighth or ninth trip to Fiji?
Yeah, and those relationships are still strong. So Emily is over in Santa Cruz now studying, and I'm actually going to visit later this week and touch base with her. All of those original alumni from the early projects are still around. They still keep in touch. And yeah, any students out there who are in a similar position, you know, if these stories inspire you and you want for your department or your course to get involved, it's a case of, just raise your hands, speak to faculty, come and speak to Chris. There's a lot of support on campus CGE that all these projects can be developed with, and we'll play an active part in that to make sure that the structure's around it and that the university is happy with it. And we'll make sure all that happens. It just needs somebody to, as I say, raise the hand, say, I want to go do this. I want my department to explore a partnership with MadVenture, and we'll do everything in our can to make that happen.
Now, I know that initial project with Fiji that you worked on was well before it, but that first group went in 2014. I helped lead a group in 2015. That was my first international service learning experience. And we worked in a little village called Nabutini, and we helped finish off the community center that MadVenture started. We worked on some sewer drainage and some other things. We played a lot with the kids, did some enrichment programs with them. We really just a lot of cultural exchange with the villagers and learning about Fijian culture from living in and with the villagers and them learning about us. And my son Devin went last year. And Devin, your project was a little different than ours. You weren't in Nabutini per se, and you weren't doing community development. Before we talk about what you did do there, maybe just give us a little brief introduction, huh?
My name is Devin Fiorentino. I am currently a junior at Fresno State. I've lived in Fresno my entire life, except for this most recent summer. I had the privilege of being a beach lifeguard for Pismo Beach Cal Fire.
Rough life.
And as an emergency medical responder. I work at the Fresno State Student Health Center as a student assistant. I really enjoy surfing, adventuring, learning new things, and most importantly, helping people. Before I get started, I actually would like to ask John a question.
Yeah.
From your first project in Ghana in 1998 to the most recent one that you've been to, what is something that has consistently drawn you back and makes you fall in love with Ghana every single time?
With Ghana? The people, I mean, 100%. So all projects are just about the people you take out in the group, because each group is different. And it's awesome just to spend time with people in a remote environment or in an environment that's not their own home. And all these projects have a short period of time, but high impact. And so once you create those dynamics, you've got a great bunch of people visiting, a great community hosting, a project that together you can achieve in a short period of time that is benefiting everybody. You know, that's the recipe, really. They're the ingredients for the recipe. But for me, it's about the people. And going back 20 years later, which I will be in a few weeks' time, is like as if I was walking there on day one. And those relationships with the community have grown slowly and strongly over 20 years. And most of the same characters are there. And just going back, you know, it's like going home. So Ghana's amazing, but it's all to do with people.
If I can add to that, given that I've only been to Ghana once and taking the students in December 2017, January 2018, and I've taken students on a lot of study abroad programs over the last 10 years, and I found Ghana to be one of the most immersive experiences for me and the students. They connected with the village. They felt a part of the activities. They got to know people, the seamstress, the barber, the bartender, of course. And it was a really great experience. And I look back on it with very fond memories. And I'm looking forward to doing that in South Africa.
And I think for all of us, that's been the experience. It is certainly the people there. I have not been to Ghana, but I've heard wonderful things about the people there, wonderful things about the people in Tanzania. I know the people in Fiji were truly, imagine the most giving person you know, and multiply it by 10, and it doesn't compare with the stingiest of Fijians. They're incredible and literally open up their homes and their lives and everything else and welcome you in with open arms like you were part of their family. And I think the groups of students that you travel with, you become closer to those students than I think any other time in my 25 years in higher ed. So I want to come back to, you know, Devin, for your trip in Fiji, it was different. It was more medically focused. So what did you do when you were there?
When I went to Fiji with the nursing and public health programs, our jobs were to volunteer in the health clinics and hospitals on the island of Vanuatu. We had about 5 individuals who were volunteering in the Nabutini Health Clinic, about 15, 16 volunteering in the Yoroi Hospital, and then Scott Ramirez and myself were volunteering in the Natewa Health Clinic, not to be mistaken with Natua.
Yeah.
Learned that the hard way.
Learned that the hard way, yeah. 2 hours away on the wrong road.
Yep. And my experience was, at least working in the medical field, I was able to see just how different it is for the doctors and nurses and the other medical providers, how different it is for them to treat a patient. They don't have the same technology, they don't have the same access to resources, and they don't have the same services that we can provide at hospitals and health centers here in America. And the rural environments that they all live in are, like you said, they're huts. It's shack living.
Yeah.
And what they're able to provide is phenomenal for the little resources that they have.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to kind of see that bareback medical experience, I guess you could say, and learning how to take care of business when you don't have anything.
Yeah, and I know certainly the conditions you were in were difficult. I mean, I was talking with Devin the day before he came home. We got a chance to actually talk on the phone I was actually in Jamaica at the same time doing a mission trip with our church. And, you know, he's talking about, oh yeah, you know, the flea infestation and the typhoid outbreak and the rat that had a little house about a foot from your, where you laid in bed and all this stuff. And, but in all that, he's telling me the story and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she's had a horrible experience. And I said, so, you know, pretty rough, huh? He says, yeah, but it's been the greatest experience of my life. Would you kind of rate it that way?
Yeah. It's a great thing that I'm a nursing major and I'm not a business major because my sales pitch for Fiji is not the best. My sales pitch is you'll sleep with a rat in your room, typhoid outbreak, you might get sick, you might get sick on a bus, traveling back to the airport, but no matter what, you're going to have the best experience of your life because the people there are what make the experience.
Yeah.
You're going to meet the individuals who will give their shirts off their back when that's the only shirt that they own. You'll meet individuals who are willing to let you into their home and will give you all the food that they have when they have very little. The kids there are some of the greatest children you will ever meet. Always happy. They're never sad. And all the people are just amazing.
Yeah. I know, Annette, like you talked about how engaging the people and immersive that experience was in Ghana. Now, you've had several other experiences as well, certainly in traditional classrooms, but I think you've led other study abroad trips in Peru or Chile, right?
We did Chile, China, Spain, Italy, and I can't remember if I'm missing anything.
All over the world. Now, those were regular study abroad. They were not specifically service learning, correct?
Right. Two of them were field studies, so they did work, but they worked with businesses as opposed to community organizations.
Yeah. So this last experience for you in Ghana as a service learning experience, and now the one coming up in South Africa, how is that different?
When students have an opportunity to give back and pay it forward, I think it really makes a difference. It seems that students nowadays are looking for something like that as opposed to just doing the typical tour, see the highlights of a country. They want to get engaged with the community. They want to do a pay it forward activity. And it seems that there is definitely a greater interest in that now than other types of study abroad, at least from what I've noticed here at Fresno State.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. But I didn't hear Devin say he's got some surfing experience. And while we're in South Africa this coming summer, we're going to be having a surf school for kids. And we would love to recruit somebody like him with experience. No experience is necessary, of course. But given his background, he'd be a perfect.
I think what you talk about, that desire of the students to actually be involved. I know when we took our applications for Fiji, the response from a lot of students were, I've thought about study abroad before, but when I saw this one had a service component, I knew that's the one I wanted to do. And that's kind of amazing, I think, that students think about this, not as a tourist experience, but a service and a learning experience. Was that true with your group in Ghana?
I think so, but also I think they're looking for the non-European experience. Sorry, John. But they're looking to go somewhere different where they can make a difference. And again, make a difference. Mad made it happen for us. And John and Mad Adventure was amazing in all the accommodations, the food, everything was local, but it was a great experience. And as a faculty member, I didn't have to think about those items. You know, usually you have to think about, where am I going to have people sleeping? What are we going to set up for food? All these types of things, you're considering transportation, but Mad Adventure took care of everything for us. So.
And the, as John mentioned, you were working with cocoa farmers, correct? And working on free trade and helping them just really have a sustainable income through their own farming practices. And you noticed, if I'm not mistaken, that really this is going to take longer than 1-2 week little trip. So you've established in your department more of a partnership now. And you've got a group going back this January, a group of 2 or 3 faculty members and about 16 students, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
We've got 20 students going 20. This year. We had 15 last year. I think last year we kind of set the foundation of, with 3 major goals on how we can help the community there in terms of cocoa production, water transport, and then just record keeping so they can know what their expenses are, where they could save money and so forth. So those were the 3 major projects that the students worked on to get ready for people coming this December, I guess, to help continue on with that. And we're figuring it's probably a 4-5 year project of going back several times and helping them establish better water conveyance and so forth.
Yeah. instead of buckets up a hill
on your head,
2 or 3 gallons at a time. Yeah.
Or 9-year-olds carrying those buckets on their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if anybody that's listening is interested in hearing more about that Ghana trip or the past Fiji trips, you can go to the KFSR.org site and just scroll through the Fresno State Service in Action podcasts, and you'll see one for Ghana, a couple for Fiji. So we've had some other interviews, including one that you did, Annette, with a couple of the students that you went with about the last Ghana experience. So now you're planning this trip to South Africa, right? And you're currently recruiting students. And
yes, we are.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that trip and about just the recruitment and the timelines and how students would get involved and all that good
stuff?
Sure.
We are planning a trip in summer 2019. June 8th through June 23rd, so just after May intercession of 2019. We're recruiting right now. You can go to my department's website, Department of Agricultural Business at Fresno State. I've got a PowerPoint up that you can review all the places you'll see, and we have an abbreviated itinerary. We're going to be working with kids for part of the time and giving them activities to do to improve their health, improve their lifestyle, including surfing and other things, computers and so forth. But we'll also be working on a community garden and other type of project for the township. And it looks like we're going to be staying in a hostel that is 5 stars. So maybe a little bit better than Fiji. Ha ha. So we're looking forward to that. The pictures look amazing. Cape Town looks absolutely stunning. You have your weekends free to go about, from wine tasting to adventuring, hiking, surfing, and what have you.
Yeah, and then during the week, they'll be busy in the service stuff.
That's right.
So we'll post a link to the site there on our Fresno State Service in Action Facebook page as well. So, John, a couple of quick questions. We're going to be running out of time here soon. But first, if somebody wants to get more information on MadVenture, maybe they want to organize a trip for their school, for their corporation, for their church, how would they get in touch with you?
A couple of different options. One is go to the website madventure.com.
And that's madventurer, an R on the end, right?
With or without.
So with or without.
Yeah, we've got it covered now. The other is madfoundation.com.
Okay.
So one of them focuses, it shows you more information on the projects. One of them's about the trips. And the other one is madchallenges.com. And that's more of the corporate stuff. So if anybody's folks works for a company in Fresno and they're looking at doing something similar, then that's more the corporate page.
Okay, great. And you've led dozens, maybe hundreds of these trips over the years. And I wonder if you quickly summarize, why do you think these are so valuable for the participants, the people who travel, as well as the people who are on the receiving end, if you will, of the service?
The personal development, so for me, it's really important that the participants get what they want from a trip and come back better, come back stronger, more connected, and very reflective of that experience. It's employability as well. So, you know, the thoughts I'd probably want to leave you with is, you know, people or companies want to employ well-rounded, knowledgeable, global experience students. And doing an experience like this, where you see a bit of the country, you get to meet the people, you learn about the culture, is really rewarding and helps you, and also helps a student in the workplace. So for me, it's personal development. It's the best personal development exercise you could ever do, and totally encourage all students to do an experience like this of some sort.
Annette, agree, disagree with the personal development point, but also curious, and just in terms of your summarization of the academic and career development opportunities for students in this kind of experience.
Well, I agree 100% with John, and I just want to add, in terms of career development, it seems that from the data I've seen, that students who have an international experience, and that's not just the service learning, which even adds to this, is that they have greater opportunity in the workplace in terms of finding jobs. With the service aspect, employers look at that very favorably, and I think it definitely gives you an advantage in the job market. Students tend to be more creative thinkers, a little bit better at problem solving. They can handle complex issues a little bit better. They're just a little more resilient than the average bear out there.
And Devin, compared to other college classes that you've had, what would you say is kind of your final word about why this experience in Fiji was so impactful for you as compared to a regular college class?
Because you're experiencing it firsthand. You're thrown into an environment in which you are very uncomfortable. You don't know what to expect. And you meet these people who will absolutely change your lives. Over the summer, I was able to get back into contact with a few of the kids, my blue toe little brother, and I was able to see them and talk to them, and it brought back the emotion that had originally fostered in me when I went, the emotion that my life, in my life right now, I am very blessed. And now, from now on, I want to share what I have with everyone else. And that's something that you can't learn in a classroom. It's something that you have to experience firsthand.
Yeah, your blue toe little brother. That's a story for another time, unfortunately, but a good one. You know, sadly, the clock just flies by and we're just about out of time. I just want to kind of summarize a couple things. You know, we've done a few of these shows, and I really do encourage you listeners to go back through and look at the KFSR.org site and go to the Fresno State Service in Action page and look through those podcasts and maybe listen to the one from Ghana, from Annette about a year ago, and listen to a couple of the Fiji ones and maybe, you know, others that we've done in international service learning, to really get a feel for how powerful these are. But I'll summarize just real quickly and say, you know, I've never talked to a student that's been on one of these trips. And in Fresno State, we've probably done a dozen or so altogether now. Never talked to a student who's regretted going on this trip. In fact, the vast majority of the students I talk to and the faculty members say it was one of, if not the best experiences of their life. So, John, thanks for being here on your birthday. Happy birthday again.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for making all this possible for our students. Annette and other faculty members who make this possible, thanks for being here, and thanks for working so hard to put these trips together.
Appreciate you having me here.
And Devin, and to all the students who deal with bugs and the heat and the cost and all that good stuff, thanks so much for being adventurous and for giving you your time to serve others halfway around the world.
Thank you for the opportunities.
So sadly, time's up. One last thanks, John Lawler of MadVenture, Professor Annette Levi, and a young man I guess I'm pretty proud of, my son, Devin Fiorentino. And a special thanks to all you listeners. We do this show for you, and we really appreciate you joining us. I'll ask two more favors from you. First of all, please go to our Facebook site, at FS Service in Action. That's the at symbol, FS Service in Action on Facebook, and take a look at the posts that we're doing for this show and others. Drop us a line. Maybe you've been on one of these trips. Maybe you're interested. Drop us a line. We'd be happy to hear from you. And of course, please tune in again next Sunday and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program here on KFSR. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.